Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about being prepared during the winter. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Always have extra supplies for your pets if they need special medicine. Make sure you got that special medicine with them. And one thing, if we would get to a point where we have to have shelters open for community members, pets aren't probably going to be allowed. But we do have things in place so that don't stay at your house just because you can't bring your pet to the shelter. We will accommodate it. We will find there are vets and shelters around here that specifically for pets. And I know it's not ideal to be separated from your pet, but it's better than staying in an unsafe home.
And it's always easier if you have their documents too.
Definitely.
And again, if those warnings are issued, people need to take them seriously.
Definitely. Just like any other storm warnings, they issue them because there's significant chance that you're going to see some conditions that aren't favorable. And if there's a blizzard warning, if travel is not advised, don't travel. If you're planning, holidays are coming up and people will travel a lot. If you know that it's going to be real bad on the day you're supposed to travel, either take a day and travel sooner or take a day and travel later. And I know that's not perfect for everybody, but the alternative of getting in an accident and not being able to visit the family at all is not the better option there. If you don't have to go out, don't. One of the big things with winter weather is that when we get a lot of snow, you got to clear your driveway and your sidewalks. And there are actually more injuries and more deaths as an indirect result of the storms as opposed to a direct result like being in a car accident.
So people falling.
People overexerting themselves when they're shoveling a foot of snow. Take breaks. Not just to get warm, but also to give yourself a rest, especially if you're an older person, you really do need to take a break. If you start to sweat, that's usually a good time to go inside, because once you're sweating, that's going to actually bring your temperature down, and it's not going to help as far as hypothermia goes.
And if some of your layers get wet, then they get even colder.
Yep. Once you have wet layers, they are useless.
But those layers are important if you do have to go outside.
Yes, but you do want multiple layers. Yeah, that's the big thing. Multiple layers, as opposed to just one big heavy coat, are much more effective at keeping you warm when you're outside. And mittens, gloves, scarves, hats. Be the abominable snowman all bundled up. Just like you do with your kids. You do that with your kids because it's a good idea. So do it for yourself as well. There is a lot of information available online. If you go to ready.gov/prepare, they've got winter storm preparedness checklist. They've got communication plans. All you have to do is fill the stuff out and go through the checklist. It's made so that you don't have to put a lot of thought into it. It does all the hard work for you. You just have to tailor it for your own family.
And it's good for your family to have that conversation.
Yes, have the conversation. If something happens, when parent one's at work, parent two's at work, kid three's at daycare, kid four is
at practice.
Know what you're going to do and how you're going to get to each other. And the other thing is, if you've got older neighbors or neighbors with little kids and you can help them, always check on them, because they don't always have the means to help themselves. If you're doing okay, always check on your neighbors. That's we're in Iowa. That's
part
what we
of
do.
Iowa nights, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Especially during the holidays.
Exactly. I'm going to reiterate. Get those carbon monoxide detectors and make sure you have battery-operated ones, battery backup. And since we did just fall back, you should have checked the battery in your smoke alarm or smoke detector. If you haven't done that yet, go ahead and do that. And if you haven't had your furnace checked out, check your filter. That's a small thing that goes a long way to making your furnace run more efficiently and to decrease risk of anything bad happening.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.